Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Martin Wiskin and Ben Bowles are a voiceover artist and a photographer and videographer, respectively, and between them, they founded the Creative Collective, or TCC, as it's generally known. As the name suggests, it's a network for people in creative industries. Today's episode is kindly sponsored by Sheena Wyatt from Kapow, training goddess and personal branding caped crusader. Listen out for more information about her Ignite library later in the show. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast. Ben Tin, I'm going to use your collective name there. We've got Martin Wiskin and Ben Bowles on the call. So, hi, guys.
Hello. It still makes me feel a little bit uneasy, that name.
I, however, absolutely love it. So carry on, Liz.
So first of all, before we get into the whole networking thing, which is what we're here to talk about, let's just introduce you to people and tell everyone who you are, where you are and what you do. So Martin, over to you.
Yes, my name is Martin Wiskin. I think I've been on before as well, haven't I, Liz?
You have.
Very much like you, I'm a voiceover artist. I do a bit of podcast editing and something else that I think we're going to talk about in a bit. That's why Ben's here as well.
And Ben, introduce yourself for us.
So, I'm a business videographer and business photographer. So I work with small businesses, mostly in charities, to produce visual content in photography and everything video.
Cool. Thank you very much. So first of all then, how did you guys meet? How long have you known each other?
Well, might as well just say too long to get that joke out of the way. I think it was about 2020. There was a networking group. It's actually a nationwide thing, but we was in two different chapters of the Kent area of Network B2B, it was called. Mm. And I think I just visited your one at some point and saw you on there.
And then we fell in love. It must have been around that time. And I think it just got started with how networking does. You just have your one-to-ones after the session. But having said that, I can't even remember our first proper one-to-one.
Remember every word.
okay. Well, apologies. So in a roundabout kind of way, the usual way people meet in terms of businesses, online networking.
Yeah. And online, obviously everything went online in 2020. So presumably to start with, you guys were doing networking face-to-face, were you? And then kind of went online when everything shut down?
I was new to networking, so I was still quite new to business at that point. So I'd done, I think, two face-to-face things. One was in November, which must have been 2019. Wow, it seems like so long ago.
Yeah.
2019, and one at the beginning of 2020. And then, of course, that's when it hit.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll just wait for everything to open up again. I was just sort of still feeling uncomfortable at face-to-face events, but thinking, oh, I've done two now, so that's, I'm in. And then it all went online, and I didn't really know what to do to start with until I saw people starting to talk about Zoom. And first of all, I thought, well, what is Zoom? And then digital networking, and everyone was doing it. So I thought I better not be too late to the party.
Yeah.
And then did far too much networking.
And the reason that you guys are here today is to talk about the network that you run together, the Creative Collective, or TCC, as we like to refer to it as. So how did that come about, and when did it start?
Well, Martin usually tells this story very well. I'll pass over to Martin, and if he misses anything out, I'll jump in.
Yeah, do butt in. So it must have been, hold on, so we've, let me just get the matter right in my head. So I think in about 2021, I started thinking, I'm not getting bored of networking with just your general businesses, like your accountants, mortgage brokers, all that sort of stuff, because I built up a massive, excellent network of people and friends doing those sorts of events. But I wanted to be networking with the people that I need to network with faster. So I thought, I wonder if there's a group out there that is full of people who make videos, full of people who make podcasts, radio ads, all that sort of thing. So I was looking around for a good few months and just couldn't find anything. So I messaged six video people that I already knew, and Ben was one of them, and said, look, I want this kind of group. Do you know of any? And every single person, including Ben, said no. But Ben said no, so let's start one. And, mm-hmm. and that was it. So we did start one. And up till that point, actually, we didn't really know each other that well. I'd done one job, I think.
Mm, yeah, point. Yeah. I love the way you said that. I tried six, and they all said no. So then I went to Ben. So I was seventh in line.
That's no, you were in the six.
I was in the six. Yeah.
Yeah, you were. Then,
yeah, he didn't say what order they were.
Exactly. And then, and so as soon as that message popped up, I said yes, let's start one. And we both sort of got just a bit carried away, really, and thought, well, let's just put a date in the diary and see what happens, and then work towards it. And it was incredible, because I think it was probably about a month after that initial WhatsApp chat, and then we were, you know, promoting on LinkedIn and telling people about it, but we still didn't really know how it was going to go down, because it was so much of when you first start out in business, I find, is that you see people in the same sector as you as competition,
mm-hmm.
Because they're going to take all my work. You know, we're doing the same thing. But the longer I went on, the more I was collaborating before TCC, you know, collaborating with other, you know, videographers or photographers, especially if there's one person in your business, there's only one of you that can do the shoot. Yeah. It's always good to outsource. So it's great in that way. But we weren't, you know, sure what was going to happen on that first session. And I think we had, you know, 50 or 60 people in the room. So we, at that point, we thought, okay, well, there's something here. Two people came to the last one, the next one, because it was so bad. But no, it was there was interest at the start, and we're continuing to get really good numbers through the virtual doors every couple of weeks.
Yeah. And so have you had people that were there at that first meeting that are still coming now?
Oh, that's a good question.
I should have opened some of my Excel sheets before we started. I think there's probably a few, yeah. There's definitely people that have been there from the very beginning. With us, like Alex Durham, for example, because mm-hmm. we knew her through Network B2B as well, that first one that we mentioned.
And Jen Howe from Howland Hicks, I think she was at the very first one, Jen. And still is a member. So there's a couple. There's definitely a few people that have been, you know, Ken, I think Ken Chu, he's definitely been there.
Ken was in pretty quickly. But I think, from the beginning, some people were having their free things, and then we were having one-to-ones with them and getting to know them, and then they would come back, you know, a couple of months later and join, that sort of thing. So there's still quite a few people that have been with us for a long time.
I think you're very good at getting visitors in the room as well. So just explain to us how it works, that the membership side of things.
Go on, Ben, that's your bag.
I'll go into my my read now. So essentially, we didn't, at the very start, we didn't want to put people off with talking about membership or high fees or anything, because at the very start, we just wanted people in the door, really, and that still is the case. But we do offer membership for £99 a year, and so if people come for their free visits, they get three of those. If they want to become a member after that, they can become part of the what we call the community, the group, and that's, you know, WhatsApp groups. We offer a peer-to-peer mastermind session online to talk about our businesses and problems in our business and solutions, of course. And obviously we've got the meetings as well, so you get free meetings throughout the year. So what we try and do is, because we run TCC as an addition to our businesses, of course, we offer the membership for a price, but we don't rely on that membership. So we don't have to, we don't have a huge amount of overhead, so we can keep it really reasonable. We like to think that the members get good value, you know, over that year, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you describe then what a typical TCC meeting is like, if there's any such thing as a typical TCC meeting?
Wow.
That's a really where good question.
Where to start with that? Martin, over to you.
Just say no, we can't. Yeah.
Well, there is a structure. There's certainly a structure. Yeah.
There's definitely a structure, but the conversation can go anywhere and everywhere, because it's not the... I think we're very lucky that we have a mixture of members and new people and some people that have been before but not become members on every single meeting. It's always a different mix of people. It's never been the same group of people once or twice, sorry. Whereas, you know, a lot of other membership groups, it's mandatory that you have to be there every fortnight or whatever. So it's always the same people. But because of the mix of people coming in from all over the country and the world sometimes, it's just completely random. We could have a conversation about beards for 15 minutes or, you know, that sort of thing. We could just never tell where it's going. It's hectic. It's fun. It's friendly, welcoming. And these are things that people have told us. We have to take people's opinions because we're sort of on the outside in a way, because we're running it. We're not in the rooms. We don't know what people are talking about. So yeah, people have told us that it's fun, fast paced, friendly. It feels like home was a really nice one. Some people have said that when they've come in. And not overbearing as a networking group. So people come in and it's, even though it's like frantic, they say it's really relaxed because of the way everyone in there is.
Yeah. So describe the format for me. What happens?
So, the format, Martin's described it really well there in terms of the vibe, I suppose, the atmosphere. But there is a definite structure throughout the 90 minutes. And it's essentially a mixture of breakout rooms and sort of shenanigans, you know. We... Around about halfway through the meeting, we have Martin Wiskin's spinny wheel thing, where essentially it's my favourite part, but it's like a spinny wheel. And so if the ticker lands on your name, you get 60 seconds, because one of the parts of our meeting is a 15-second pitch. So we don't have 60 seconds. We're lucky enough to have 30, maybe 40 people in the room at any one time. And I think we've all been in those networking meetings where it's pitch after pitch after pitch and it just gets really boring. So we thought, well, how can we make this different? How can we make this engaging? So a huge part of our meetings are the intro and ask round, which is 15 seconds to say who you are, what you do, and your ask to the room. And your ask to the room, in my opinion, is probably the most important because it engages other people in the room to help you out. Mm-hmm. So that ask can be anything, you know, subscribers to your YouTube channel, LinkedIn connections, one-to-ones, whatever that is. But in a long answer to your question, it's 90 minutes full of intros, breakout rooms, and sort of laid back conversation, really. But what we do say is that, and maybe we'll come on to this a bit later, networking is not really about that initial meeting with someone, because you can only gauge or you can only learn so much from having 5 or 10 minutes in a breakout room. The magic of networking is the one-to-ones after, you know, sitting down with someone for half an hour, 45 minutes, and maybe not even chatting about the business, but getting to know the person and make those relationships. That's where the magic is. So it's, again, we say in our meetings, it's the gateway drug. Like TCC is the gateway drug to the one-to-ones where the magic happens.
Yeah. And something that I really enjoy about your meetings is that the first thing that happens is a breakout room. But Martin, you always have an icebreaker. In case people can't think of anything to talk about, they can talk about the icebreaker. And they're always really ridiculous. How do you come up with your icebreakers?
So when we first started that, because we did used to start with the traditional, you know, what's your most successful, or what do you call success, for example? We would have but over time we realized that doesn't suit the style of the meeting. You know, we think it's a lot of fun coming on our meetings. And when I say our meetings now, I mean the whole of the group's meetings. Like, it's grown so much more than me and Ben. I managed to get that in there. Did I save that? So these icebreakers, back to the question, they started because it needed to fit in with the meeting. And we realized that when you get people talking about something ridiculous, it brings everyone to the same level. There's no one saying, right, well, I've been doing this for 40 years against someone who's been maybe only in business 6 months and made no money yet. So we start with something like, I don't know, I think one of the first ones we ever did was like, would you rather have a pencil sharpening nostril or a ketchup dispensing navel, something like that. Or it might have been salad cream or something like that. But, and it really it just levels people and breaks down barriers, I think, breaks down people's walls. So they're just talking about something stupid. You get to know someone far better that way than listening straight away about their business or what they want mm-hmm. to try and sell you. So making them talk about shoving a pencil up their nose, there's no room for embarrassment.
And I know the one that we had last week was, would you rather have your head in a bucket for the rest of your life or your hand in a jar? And when we joined the breakout room, everyone said, well, how ridiculous. Who's going to want their head in a bucket for the rest of their life? And then actually, by the end of the conversation, we were coming round to the fact that maybe a head in a jar isn't that great after all. It was just ridiculous conversations.
It's such a nice thing, though, that what I always take from it is that everyone in the meetings is always so up for the stuff like that.
Yeah.
People could turn their noses up at it, you know, and be a bit snobby, I think, if they're quite old-fashioned in their networking styles and techniques. But yeah, things like that, I think, are a really nice way to get people just engaged straight away with each other.
Yeah. And we've mentioned this already, but, you know, that TCC is very much about collaboration rather than competition. So what kinds of collaborations have you heard about that have come about because of TCC?
Ben, you've been involved in a fair few, I think.
Yeah, well, there's a huge amount. I mean, just from a personal perspective, I've received, you know, lots of work from videographers and photographers who, like I was saying earlier, potentially can't do a shoot, or maybe wants to do one part of the project and needs help on the others. And also, I've given work to others where the same situation applies. I've worked with Martin as well, sort of if voiceover ever need or video ever needs voiceover, that kind of thing. So always, and I think that the best part, one of the best parts, and this is going to sound really sort of trite, but one of the best parts of TCC is actually hearing about the collaborations or being the person to refer on so people get some work. And we were just the other day, I mean, we're recording this on the Monday, and on in 2 days' time, I'm going to be working with Martin, but I've also got another TCC member, videographer, covering some work on the other side of the county. So those kind of days are really, really nice. And even just if you get an email from a client saying, do you know, and it's so nice to say, yeah, I know loads of people, this is who, you know, this is who I would trust. And that's why networking works. That's why just talking to people. And even if you, I was thinking about this before coming on, I've had so many I've gone into so many conversations at the start of my networking journey, that sounds pretentious, doesn't it, where I'm thinking, I don't know why this conversation is happening, you know, I'm not sure where the fit is. But you just never know where that, firstly, that conversation is going to go, and you never know when that potentially could pay off. Even if you don't get any work from it, it's another relationship, and it's, you're building your network slowly, and there's so much value in that long term. I can't even remember what the question was, Liz.
It's about collaboration.
Collaboration. I was on the right lines. Good. Okay. Over to you, Martin.
Beside the, like, there's obviously lots of paid work flying about in there, and that's something that we don't keep a track of that. It happens, you know, and we're happy that it happens, but we don't force people to bring referrals in because it has to be totally organic. But aside from like the paid work, there's like projects, collaborations happening, you know, throughout it. I know that me and you, Liz, we did that anxiety actually thing last year for mental health awareness, and I think there was 13 of us in that project in the end, and I think there was two that was outside of the group but had come through at some point. And it was incredible just to be able to say, does anyone fancy doing this for no money, but just to make a point, you know, to get involved with the mental health awareness thing? And everybody said yes straight away. There was nothing about it that was, well, actually I want this fee, or no, it's not, you know, it's below me sort of thing. Everyone just said yes. Voiceover artist, script writer, a composer, videographer. It was an incredible thing. And to know that you can rely on those people for good output as well.
Yeah. And yeah, as you say, we did that for mental health awareness. But and I know that's something that you're quite keen on within the group, I think, you know, looking after people's mental health and talking about mental health. It comes up quite often in the conversations within our chat group. And you've got something really crazy coming up, haven't you? Do you want to talk about that?
Where to start with this? But it's a great segue, Liz, by the way.
That's really good. It's I think the wording was right. It's crazy. And we haven't decided yet whether it was a genius idea or a stupid idea. On May the 8th at 1 o'clock, we would normally be having our 90-minute networking meeting. And we still will be doing that at 1 o'clock. But at 2:30, when it's due to finish, we'll be carrying on for 22 and a half extra hours of more networking, performances, workshops, presentations, games, fun and laughter. I'm not sure how me and Ben are going to deal with it. But yeah, the reason we're doing it again is for Mental Health Awareness Week. And again, everyone that we've asked in the Creative Collective to be part of it and do some presenting or a workshop like yourself, Liz. Thank you very much, by the way. do come and watch Liz's slot, by the way. It's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be an incredible experience. There's going to be a lot of value in it for people coming along just to watch the presentations and things. And it's actually the week before Mental Health Awareness Week, because what we realized last year was that during Mental Health Awareness Week, everyone talks about it. And then as soon as that week's over, nothing again.
Yeah.
Which is why we've tried to be quite hot on it in the group, not without shoving it down people's throats, you know, because not everyone necessarily is interested in that. But we want to make people aware that, you know, they can talk about it if they want to. So, yeah, this year, we're doing it the week before, so that at least for 2 weeks, people will be talking about it.
Yeah.
And also
I was going to say, by the time this episode goes out, it will be in the dim and distant past. So hopefully it all went well.
Let's just say it did. It was amazing.
Incredible.
Sorry, Ben.
and just to sort of lead on and finish off about TCC 24, and we're doing it for three charities too. So the whole thing is going to be a fundraiser. So a similar kind of setup to Comic Relief, which has just been. We're going to be, hopefully it'll be as funny. Every hour we're just going to be, you know, presenting or hosting different things. And it's going to be split, all the fundraising, all the money that we raise is going to be split between Head in the Game, which is a football charity, and Mental Health, Mind, and most people will know Mind, and Community Driving School, which again is very heavily linked to mental health. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it in a way.
I like the comparison between us and Comic Relief there. If we can manage £40 million of donations on Zoom, incredible.
It'd be nice to think if we could, wouldn't it?
Imagine that.
So let's come back to the networking now. Why do you think that's important to have a place that is specifically for creatives to network without other kinds of businesses?
That's a really good question. Ben?
Well, I would say that, now I've never run a non-creative business, but I would say running a creative business brings its own challenges. Because most people that come into or want to run a creative business, now I'm generalizing, but a lot of people have come in because maybe they've turned their hobby into a business, or they're really passionate about what they do and they think that that's going to be enough. Whereas when you get started in business, you realize that's probably 50%. You need to be of course, you need to be good at your craft and you need to constantly improving, but that really is only a small part of it. And the other part of it is the business side, is the marketing side, is the development side. And I think that, again, generalizing, people in the creative industry maybe struggle with that more than what you'd call a more sort of normal mainstream business. And so squaring that circle between the art and the business, I think is quite difficult. So we try and bridge that gap to a certain extent. We're there for business networking, but we're also there for the sort of more holistic side of things as well. And that's how we try and sort of, well, that's how we've built the group so far, really.
Ready to ignite your business? Join Ignite, the ultimate online library from Sheena Wyatt at Kapow, stacked with resources across money, marketing, mindset, and motivation.
This is the first level of Sheena's Supercharge Your Business Club and gives you access to continual professional and personal development without the corporate price tag. Whether you're a seasoned business owner or just starting out, Ignite offers practical insights and actionable strategies to help you thrive and grow. With new titles added regularly, there's always something fresh to explore and learn. Information, growth, new skills, inspiration, transformation, education. That's the power of Ignite. Join today and lock in lifetime pricing from just $5.99 a month. Visit heroes.kapowme.com/supercharge club to get your library card now. Sheena has been my business coach for a while now, and I can highly recommend checking out her content. One of the benefits, if indeed it is a benefit, of being a member of TCC is the WhatsApp group that you are added to. I mean, it goes ridiculously fast and I can't keep up with the messages in there. But I do find that whenever anybody asks a question in there, you know, somebody genuinely needs help with something, several people will jump on that thread and answer that question, which is great because, you know, TCC is once a fortnight. But in those the weeks in between, you can still get help with things from people in the network, which is brilliant.
It's a really nice thing, and it's not something that was engineered. It just started happening. You know, people want to help each other. And going back to your previous question, I think a lot of that comes from we're all in that same boat. Mm. You know, we're all sort of on the same sort of wavelength in our businesses because we're doing something in the creative area, in, you know, in media and that sort of thing. And someone said a little while ago, have you noticed that, because there was a day where me and Ben were both out doing stuff, but the chat kept going without us. And it's, we don't, like I said, you know, the group is everyone's now. We don't need to be there to, you know, rule anyone or anything like that. It's just such a nice, supportive environment. And when people get support, they're going to give it at some point as well. So I think that's why people are so willing to help all the time, because at some point they might need it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. How many members are there currently in the group?
45 now, I think.
45 paid up members. And then there's a few people that come very regularly, but on a sort of a pay as you play basis, and that's absolutely fine. We're not, you know, we're certainly not strict on that. And again, that sort of we try and be as so this is a good sort of window into how we try and run it. So there was two or three people that were looking at joining. So the process is, you know, send all the paperwork through, and then we make a real, you know, point of not chasing. But it sort of got to about 2 weeks, and we spent about 15 minutes on a WhatsApp message saying, now, should we do a follow-up email? I mean, it makes business sense, but we don't want to be those kind of guys that was chasing. So, I'm bringing that up because that's the, we don't want to be like hard business. Like TCC is more than that. Like the residual business that comes from TCC is amazing, and that's a positive, but it's not the only thing, you know. I think it's a bit more than that. Mm. It's an interesting group, that's for sure.
and what kind of feedback do you get from members? What do they tell you about TCC?
Well, we did a survey, must have been over a year ago now, actually, to the members, and there was a question in it that said, who do you prefer, Ben or Martin? and they said Martin. But I think the reason for that was because they didn't want to hurt my feelings. So really, I think they prefer Ben, but they knew I was the weaker of the two, so I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But generally, it's about the value, I think, that they get. Not just, I'm not talking about it being £99, but so there's two networking meetings a month. There's the peer-to-peer support meeting a month. Now we've got two co-working meetings a month as well. Plus you get the WhatsApp groups, which, like we've just said, are very supportive. And someone has said that the WhatsApp group itself is worth the entry fee. I think it comes back to the community and the support. We've had people say that they're a member, not because they need business from people in the group, but because it gives them a lift every single Wednesday. Mm. And it, you know, is a highlight of the week for some people, and it helps them through, which again ties back to the mental health thing we were talking about. So there's lots of different things, but I think it's, and for me as well, it's just an amazing thing to be part of. It makes me happy.
Yeah. One of the things that I love, actually, and it's a relatively recent thing, is the Friday sort of roundup of what's gone well this week. And everybody's, you know, puts their wins into the chat group. And I think, I mean, certainly I'm really bad at celebrating what's gone well. And I think a lot of other people are. So it's really good, actually, that someone, I think it's you, Martin, usually says, you know, tell us your wins for this week. And everybody will come up with something that's been good about that week, you know, whether they've had any work that week or not. There'll be something that they can celebrate. And then we can all celebrate it with them too.
I think that's right. And it helps people who think they've had a bad week to look for something positive.
Yeah.
And hopefully send themselves into the weekend in a bit of a better mood than, well, I haven't had any work this week. But actually, I did go out for breakfast and had a really nice bacon sandwich or whatever. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be business related. As long as you can pull on something positive from that week, everyone seems to enjoy it and get stuck in on that. It's really nice.
Yeah. Positive. I think that's a word that kind of sums up TCC. It's a positive place to be.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you have any plans for the future for TCC? Hopefully you're going to keep it going for a while longer.
Yeah, we're always trying to think of what next. And we do have a sheet of ideas that we've been collating over the years. But in terms, like, our first goal for this year is 50 members.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we potentially will get to the point where there will be too many members, or we'll have to cap it at some point. I don't know. We haven't really decided yet, because the meetings will get too hectic, just too much for everyone, I think. So we don't want it to get past that point. But what do we do at that point? We don't really know yet.
It's it is a difficult one. I mean, it's if we get to the point where the meetings are too busy, firstly, that's the ultimate first world problem, isn't it? Oh, no, we're too busy. What do we do? So that's a lovely position to be in. However, it does bring its own challenges, because TCC is built on the fact that everybody knows everybody's name. Everybody knows what support people need and, you know, the stuff that's going on in people's lives, not in an intrusive way, but just in a business way. So that's great. But in terms of scalability, that's pretty difficult, because to scale, obviously, people do become numbers to a certain extent. So we've got to be really careful, I think, about how we do that. And obviously, that's what the discussions that we're potentially having in the future. But for now, our next goal is, as Martin said, 50 members. The lovely thing is that anybody who signs up, they've obviously had their free visits anyway, so they know what they're signing up to. And you kind of filter out the people it's not right for anyway through that process. So people that do sign up are generally the people that everybody else in the group wants to hang around with. And so there's that sort of that collective atmosphere that gets built anyway. So as long as that continues to grow, and people don't become numbers, I think we'll be absolutely fine. But yeah, that could be a challenge in the future. But for now, we're just going to carry on trying to make, you know, a networking group, a networking session that people genuinely look forward to on a Wednesday afternoon, and also genuinely get a lift from, because business is hard, life is hard. And if you've got 90 minutes in the middle of a week just to give you a bit of a perk, well, yeah, that's our job done, really.
Yeah. So final question then, if people want to find out more about TCC or about either of you two, what's the best place for them to do that?
I guess the website. It's thecreativecollectivenetworking.co.uk. And the reason we've got the word networking on the end there is because there's loads of other The Creative Collectives out there doing different things. So we had to put that on the end to really specify who we were. And I think that's the only one of that sort. And actually, I think links to mine and Ben's websites are on there somewhere.
Perfect. Lovely. Well, thanks very much for being my guest today. That's the first three-way conversation I've had on the podcast, and I think it went all right.
It was pretty good. Thank you. Hey, thank you for having us. Really nice.
Thank you, Liz.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review, and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.